And it's the story that just never seems to run out of air. And there is more news today about Deflategate. This morning, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady took to Facebook to promise to continue fighting his four-game suspension for using underinflated footballs in January. He writes, "I did nothing wrong." Then the media rushed to cover a press conference by his coach, Bill Belichick, in which he said he would not comment on yesterday's decision by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who said, in effect, Brady did do something wrong, not just using deflated balls, but destroying his cell phone, in which there might have been incriminating evidence, something Brady also denied today. And before the coach refused to answer questions about Brady, Pat's owner, Robert Kraft, minced no words, strongly defending him.
"The decision handed down by the league yesterday is unfathomable to me. 6 months removed from the AFC Championship game, the league still has no hard evidence of anybody doing anything with the PSI levels of footballs."
Okay, so Doug Tribou from NPR's Only a Game has been following this. Let's start with, if you can, you have to have like whiteboards. Brady says he's going to keep fighting his suspension. How?
Well, the most likely next step will be trying to take this to federal court. I spoke to a prominent sports attorney a couple of weeks ago who said the fact that Roger Goodell heard the appeal himself can trigger this problem where the arbiter needs to be unbiased. The arbiter needs to appear like he is not ruling in favor of one way or the other, but sort of playing it down the middle. And that's a trigger for federal court.
Okay, so they're going to go to court, which means that they could push everything back if nothing else. And so the suspensions might be pushed back. But what about the cell phone? You know, Brady says today, "To suggest that I destroyed a phone to avoid giving information is completely wrong. I had a broken phone. I bought a new phone. My attorneys made it clear to the NFL that my phone could not be subjected to investigation." He's claiming, you know, he's a union member. "I'm not going to set a precedent and turn a phone over. But this has allowed my young nephews a chance to repeat the thing I've told them for years, which is it's the cover-up, not the crime." Is this a cover-up?
It's really hard to say. I mean, the league certainly wants to paint it that way. The focus of their announcement when they announced that the four-game suspension was upheld centered on the cell phone information. But Brady's painting of it is, hey, we tried to do everything we could to get all of this information off. We even talked to our cell phone provider about how we could get the text messages back. The phone was broken. I routinely destroy my phones. I mean, there's all that information. And he's a very public figure with a very famous wife, Gisele Bündchen. You could see maybe that being the logic there.
He didn't want to have his text out there. But just real quick, because there have been other suspensions, and the criticism of the league has been that, well, how could you give somebody the same suspension that you'd give to a domestic abuser? And some are saying that, see, they're just bringing up the cell phone to make it seem as if it's something worse.
Well, I think that the precedent thing is correct, what Robert Kraft said. Normally, these suspensions come down. Greg Hardy, the now member of the Dallas Cowboys, former Carolina player, he was suspended for 10 games for an alleged domestic violence incident with his girlfriend. That was reduced to 4 games. So to not reduce it is unusual, for sure.
Only a game's Doug Tribou. And just we got now we don't have time, because I was going to ask what some people are asking. Why should I care about this if I'm not a fan?
Because the best player in the biggest game in the U.S. is going to be not available if this suspension stands for the first game of the next season.
Their question might still stand.
Fair enough. Can't believe we're still talking about it.
It's here now.